Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. It is Friday, November 9th. And Michelle, you have lots of announcements. I'll let turn it over to you right away.
Gee, that didn't take long. Hi, everyone. Great to be here on this Friday, November the 9th. Next week, you might want to know that we'll be doing the Friday show, the firing line, on Thursday. Thursday, what's the date, Bill, on Thursday? Thursday the 15th, I believe.
Yeah, Thursday the 15th, we'll be doing on the first hour. For the first hour, Monday to Friday now, is wellness and functional medicine and our affiliates. And the other 2 hours are other issues, whether it's Christian conservative or geopolitical, GOP stuff, whatever.
Yeah, and I've had a few people say they really like that. Because if you're just looking for just medical, you know it's the first hour of every day.
Yeah, I want to make a quick announcement.
Okay, go ahead.
We now have a stream we purchased from Stream Guys. It'll probably be operational Monday or Tuesday. And once it's fully set up, it'll be a player on all three websites. You can go. You don't have to go even to Deagle Network to listen to the show. And I recommend you listen on our stream rather than going even to Genesis. But the stream will be live and archived immediately. In other words, you don't have to wait 10, 20, 30 minutes for it to be archived on Deagle Network. You can actually go to the to the site and actually listen to the live show. It will have our information and our commercials on there as well. But I recommend strongly you only use our new player apps, which we'll have on all three sites. So Clay and Iron, Deagle Network, and NutriMedical. And if the best is to go to NutriMedical, stick with that one site, and everything's there. You just have to hit the player, boom, and also it's all free. You can download it, you can do all kinds of stuff, and you can listen live right away.
Okay, where are the archives going to be?
The archives are going to be on Deagle Network.
Okay.
They're save a month over at Stream Guys, but they're going to archive it instantly over on Deagle Network.
Now, on NutriMedical.com, will it be a 24-hour thing? You
yes,
can just keep playing over and over?
What it does is it's going to have it'll have a play loop, but you can actually have a rewind. But also, you can go directly over to Deagle Network, and it's going to be archived immediately. But the thing is, all the shows, if you want to listen to a show and you miss it a few hours earlier, just go hit the button and go rewind to where you want to listen, and it's there.
And there's a link right from NutriMedical to get to Deagle Network.
There already is, but the archives are right there, so you'll be able to play it on Rewind on our app just on NutriMedical. You won't even have to go anywhere else, just NutriMedical.com. And I strongly recommend you do not listen on the Genesis app when we have the setup. It'll be much more user-friendly, the same way as with our videos we have now. Vimeo that's broadcast over to YouTube and all our social media, this allows us a lot more play. Plus, our stream is 24/7, so we're going to have a lot of other shows on our stream. Many other shows, like Josh Bernstein will probably do a show. We probably have Kelby Smith, our new almost daughter-in-law, Rebecca, will be doing a show on art. She's an art and travel expert.
Yeah, you're going to be you're going to have a few different
shows. A number of shows will be actually on our stream. And they'll all be archived over on Deagle Network. So you can go over to Deagle Network, and if you have a particular person you like, or there's a link there to it, you can hit their link, boom. Their show will immediately download and immediately be live on the stream, before or after our show, obviously.
Will there be fewer commercials?
No, actually, there'll be the same number of commercials, but it'll be our commercials.
Okay, that sounds real cool.
That's going to help, because we need to get the bottom line is we are competing against inferior products that are constantly being pushed on my show. I really, as a functional medicine doctor and one of the leading doctors in the world in it, it's irritating. How's that?
All right. Okay.
Inferior people that don't know what they're doing try to pretend they compete with me, which they have no capacity, qualified, quantitatively, years of practice, whatever, they don't know what they're doing.
Okay.
How's that? A little bit upset about it, but I'm now taking action in my hands.
You're smiling. That's a good thing.
I'm smiling. It's
so
a good sign.
I don't care.
When you
long
see Bill smiling, you figure, yeah, I'm showing my teeth like a hungry lion before dinner. Right?
Okay.
Funny, hey?
Yes, that is. Steve from Missouri. Steve, I forgot to put your question on last week. I apologize, but I am remembering to put you first this week. And Steve, I don't know if you remember Steve.
Uh-huh.
He's taking the peptides, for one thing, for the Bisolutin.
For his eyes.
His question was, is there any conclusive evidence, like studies or anything like that, that he could look up or you could tell him about how the peptides work?
I have the reference information. I'll post it up as an article under NutriMedical. How's that?
Yeah, that would be nice.
I have the studies from the anti-aging people in the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine in Europe, developed by Dr. Cavinson in the Russian Academy in St. Petersburg.
Yeah, we get our peptides from the U.K., not from here in America.
Right.
So we get them from there. That's what makes them.
Right, but I'll post up the article as a research article. They can read it. He can read it. If he goes to NutriMedical and once pulls up peptides as a search thing, he'll see the article probably by this weekend. I'll have it posted up.
So how are the peptides different? What is it they do?
Peptides stimulate the production of specific RNA and exosomes which induce DNA production. And the mRNA creates structural proteins and enzymes. We augment that with our epigenetic frequency treatments now, and we're making progress in that. The best way to deliver it is the sonic life for delivering the epigenetic frequency to the body. Mm-hmm. The other is our epigenetic antenna, which I have for 350, I think, and I send you the frequencies. And then we're working with Lumen Photon. I talked to their engineers, Garrett Harris.
I heard you talking.
And then we're working on developing a new device that'll interface so you can actually get on the on light when the lights are flickering, on the no-shear frequencies when they're in the on phase, it'll have the entraining frequencies.
What are you talking about?
The LED lights frequent and go to different frequencies. So frequency 3 is around 300 hertz.
Oh, that's why you do
right.
Number...
And when the light is on in that 300 to, fraction of a second,
yes.
We're going to have it entrain specific frequencies of the minerals and amino acids to turn on your DNA. So I'm working on the Lumen pads, too. That'll be sometime next year.
How can you get a mineral through a frequency?
Your telomere in your chromosome talks to your ion channels to let minerals in. And when the mineral gets in, it turns on your DNA, minerals and amino acids. So I can also not only give you a frequency treatment for your frequency deficiencies to turn on your DNA, also can make custom-made amino acids. I have a formula way of getting custom amino acids to you, too, to help besides the minerals. And our minerals are great. Albion-chelated minerals, which are Vitamin Mineral Max and Minerals Plus. And if there's an individual mineral, only on consult, I have a special customized new technology minerals that are the same as indium and NutriSilver, and I provide those only on consult. You can't order them just by going click on my site. You have to have a consultation. I have to know you have a deficiency on a blood test or a quantum scan, which I can find in Metapathy or a biophilia scan.
Very good. Good science.
Yeah, science behind. So you have to be a scientist first, be a good healer. Right.
Well, next Bill is Ken. Hi, Ken, over in Georgia. And Ken has a few questions today, but the big thing I wanted to bring up is the fact that he just recently purchased an ozonator.
Right.
And he wanted to know how you, I see you using yours now every day. And
right.
Putting that little ball thing in your water.
Right, that's a little diffuser ball on the end of the ozonator. And we have, the ozonators I think are $250. You've dropped your ozonator ball in for say 5 or 10 minutes. Ozonate your water. I like to ozonate either pure water system water or Zevia, which is low, no sugar soda. Then I drop in a few drops, 3 or 4 drops of Nutridyne and the ozone. I call it no water, N-O, Nutridyne and ozone. Fantastic detox. Activate your mitochondria, detox your body, help to clear pathogens, get rid of free radicals. It's amazing. Sip on it all day long. I sip on it all day long now.
So now you use an ozonator regularly.
Well, we have one. I have one here in the bedroom.
Noticed you're starting to use it.
But I have an extra one, but one of our ozonators in the kitchen, and I use it all the time. It's fantastic. You feel wonderful with it.
Well, the good question for Ken was how long do you leave that little ball thing in the glass?
5 to 10 minutes.
Pure water.
5 to 10 minutes for a 16-ounce glass.
And, of course, if it isn't pure water, it has to be filtered water, of course.
I wouldn't ozonate non, because if you ozonate water with toxins in it, the toxins will get more dangerous.
Yeah.
You have to have, if you have to have clean water, you're going to ozonate, or you actually may activate the toxins to be more dangerous to your body.
Ken also asked, do you drink it right away, or can you leave it for an hour or two?
I wouldn't leave it an hour or two. I'd sip it right away and then just re-ozonate it, say, 2 hours later. You make another glass.
So you can re-ozonate the same water all over
again? Yes, you can, yeah.
Yeah. So I thought you told me 20 minutes.
You want to drink it within 20 minutes, half an hour, yeah.
Okay. And another question that Ken has is about the CoQ10 Supreme and the CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol. Using that for periodontal disease. Is there such a thing as periodontalitis?
Periodontitis, it's called.
Oh, periodontitis. Well, when we come back, we can explain the difference.
And we'll tell you what it is. What causes gum retraction and all the other things, yeah.
Yeah.
And how to reverse it.
Yeah, he wants to know which of those two, of the CoQs, and what else?
CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for the gum, to bite it and put it on your gum.
Okay, when we come back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
That question, let's repeat it again, please.
Yeah, with Ken, remember he wanted to know which of the CoQs was the best one for periodontal, the one that you break the capsule and chew on it or whatever you do.
CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol.
And do you break the capsule and chew on the capsule?
You bite it and chew the capsule.
You don't puncture a hole in it.
You can, but you bite it. I usually do what I do is just bite it.
Yeah.
And I hold it in my gums for about 10 minutes or so and move it all around my gums. And then if you want to take a little, the surface of the capsule after it's all squished flat, you can do that, or you can swallow it. I usually take it out if, you know.
Yeah, it's like
a But I'm not finished there. The next thing you want to do is get a Sinupulse Elite and use Neutrodyne to do the gums, all around the gums with Neutrodyne, and you want to put the Sinu Air powder.
Should I use Nutri Silver? Spray it in there every day.
I'm not finished. That's the next step. You do that 4 times a day, and then use NutriSilver in between to spray your gums after you eat food.
That's what we were saying. That's for you were going to tell me the difference between periodontal disease and periodontitis.
Same thing.
Oh, it is the same.
Same thing, yeah. It's nanobacteria, and it's also fungi. It can be viruses like Epstein Barr and cytomegalovirus, etc. And things like Helicobacter or Entamoeba gingivalis. There's an amoeba, believe it or not. You know amoeba, you ever remember?
Yes.
Amoeba that can grow around your teeth and chew up your gums.
Yes.
So believe it or not, Entamoeba gingivalis will show up also in our metapathy hunter scan or biophilia scan, and it'll show up the resonant frequency of the pathogen. So if you don't have periodontal disease, have what I call pathogen soup. They get nanobacteria, Entamoeba gingivalis, and often viruses like EBV and so on. You may want to add other things like our cell defense, which kills off the viral capsid of RNA and DNA viruses. Use a NutriSilver, spray it, you know, carry a bottle around your pocket and spray it in between meals. And then you want to take our immunoglobulins, Nutramine 26Y2 caps 3 times a day, and our 3 antipathogenics orally to get through the tissues. Neutrodyne, 15 drops in water 3 times a day. Allicin Meds, 2 capsules 3 times a day until the gums start to clear. And the NutriSilver. And then, of course, to alkalinize the tissues, you want to use Power State. Usually at least 3 capsules 3 times a day to 6 capsules 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Alkalinizing tissues helps you get rid of pathogens because pathogens don't like an alkaline, oxygenated environment.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's why we love
and then, of course,
our power seat.
The other thing that's going to help your gummage heal is, and amazing, is the 180 pad with the Velcro straps with the lumen. You get the 180 pad, strap it around your jaws and mouth, and it'll kill all the pathogens off as you put it on. For the jaws, you want to put a NICO frequency. And the NICO frequency will actually stimulate the bone and help the tissues and the macrophages, because when you put the light in, the macrophage, called the big eater cell, is the surveillance, like the policeman and the special delta force. Then the macrophage, the macrophages, to kill off the pathogen. So you want to put a 180 pad on your mouth, put a NICO frequency, you do it a half hour at least twice to three times a day. All right?
Next bill is V. That's her name, V.
Yeah.
From right up the road here, San Marcos.
Nice.
San Marcos, California. A friend of hers told her to call us because she's suffering with menopause just recently, right?
Right.
And what she was trying to do, she said, is eat lots of yams. Someone told her to eat a bunch of yams for menopause.
Right.
Did you figure it out? What would be in the yams for menopause?
Well, there's some hormone analogs in there, female hormone analogs.
Oh, okay. Anyways,
just like in soy has female hormone analogs. So the compounding pharmacist takes soy and it compounds it to make E1, E2, and E3. The problem is the GMO soy is actually
E1, E2, and E3?
Estrone, estradiol, and estriol.
Oh.
Three different estrogenic
and
molecules.
And they use soy for them?
Yeah.
Hopefully they use organic soy.
If they don't use organic, all the compounders use organic because the other one, the non-organic, is toxic.
Yeah.
The spectral frequency of GMO foods looks scary. For example, this is an example for an insect. If they see a tomato with scorpion genes, they don't see a tomato, they see a scorpion. They actually see the spectral frequency of the scorpion.
Right.
So when they put scorpion genes so the bugs won't bite it, it's because the other insects won't bite it because they see a scorpion, not a tomato.
Right.
Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
You can see it in the infrared spectra. If you actually take an infrared photograph of a tomato, it doesn't look like a tomato.
Hmm.
It looks weird, like it's from another dimension.
Jeez, really?
Yeah it's gross. So GMO food always has an infrared photograph abnormality. So if you could have infrared glasses and walk around the vegetable counter in a grocery store and it looked like, funky. Anything that's funky.
And then when you said, like mine, a good organic carrot.
It's going to look like normal food.
Like a carrot.
But an infrared picture of non-GMO food looks totally normal. An infrared picture, infrared light picture of GMO looks like it's from another dimension of planet.
So her friend told her to get Nutrida.
Right.
She wanted me to ask you, is that what you would recommend for menopause?
That's part of it. It's a good part, a good start, because most people with menopause are hypothyroid. They may have somatopause, meaning low growth hormone. They've got, of course, female hormone deficiency, so they need the topical creams, because they bypass the liver rather than better tablets. Years ago, we had the tablets. They're much better to have the creams.
Mm-hmm.
Pregnenolone, DHEA, and progesterone cream, and you want to take 4 to 8 pumps on neck, under the arms, and groin. And then you want to take hormone synergy, usually 2 caps twice a day to stop hot flashes and bioconversion of female to male hormone, and that usually will fix the problem. Okay? Because it supports the pre-hormones, your ovaries start to make progesterone and estrogen again, and you stimulate the ovaries making it rather than overcoming it with external. For example, Premarin is Premarin basically, the actual word means it was from horses, pregnant mare horses.
Oh.
Premarin. Right?
Yeah.
It has 16 hydroxyestrone molecules that we've known for 40 years plus convert to oncogenic cancer-inducing agent for breast and uterine cancer.
Uh-oh.
And these dumb obstetricians haven't been sued enough because they damn well know this is toxic.
Are they still prescribing that?
Yes, they damn well do.
Wow.
And these doctors, they need to know that if you're out there and you've heard this and you've got breast or cancer, you've been on Premarin, you need to see your doc and contact Dr. Deagle. I'll provide you the evidence. This is nasty.
Next bill is Danny from here in California.
Right.
Stanton, I think it's called. She wants to know, where did Lyme disease come from?
Lyme came from a U.S. Project for the military creating a super pathogen on Long Island, New York, at a Class 5 facility that was a negative pressure facility, and they got a containment. And then what happened is infected the local deer, and they swam across the strait. From Long Island to Connecticut, so it ended up showing up first, making people in a place called Lyme, Connecticut. So Lyme disease was a recombination of 3 different super pathogens, and it was sponsored by the World Health Organization, working with U.S.
military.
What
were they trying to do?
Created a super pathogen, an end-time plague, and they succeeded. And Lyme disease, just like the AIDS virus was created by the U.S. military, as well as a vaccine to cause antibodies against the trophoblast of early pregnancy. And that's why it was discovered again, the tetanus vaccine, 3.5 years ago by the Kenyan Doctors Association. It had previously been launched in 1997 by the WHO in Soweto, South Africa, and the Philippines. And they sued the World Health Organization successfully for 70,000 sterilized women in the Philippines. And they just administered it before they discovered it by, in Kenya, to 2.3 million Kenyan women they were trying to sterilize.
Oh.
So there's nastiness going on. Dr. Deagle knows. And there's nobody, by the way, on this or any other network that knows what I know when I'm talking about these things, okay? I have the evidence,
okay,
the facts,
okay,
the video,
okay, okay.
Et cetera.
You know, I could have got a question in if you weren't bragging for the last
time. No, they need to know this is the facts. This is not open to dispute.
I said, Phil,
I know.
You don't have to say that you're that.
Yeah,
everybody knows.
I'm like WWF. I'm just stretching my shirt, you know.
You know?
Like,
come on.
Like WWF.
Everybody listens to you.
Come into place.
You do not have to brag.
I'm not bragging. I'm challenging. I'm asking people. I beg you to come. I beg you to come in and argue with me.
I wonder why no one argues with you.
Yeah, it'll be painful.
Marijuana has unleashed a...
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Dr. Bill, and I'm back. And by the way, I do not recommend that you go to other doctors other than going to Dr. Bill, and I certainly don't support Synagenics, where people are going to go off to supposedly get evaluation by somebody that I don't recommend. Do not go to Synagenics. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Well, last of the questions from the phone calls, Bill, and that would be from Andrea, my dear friend Andrea, up in Vancouver, and I know you're listening, and she recently had cataract surgery, Bill.
Right.
And she was wondering, because she's so healthy and it's so much organic and everything else, why she got cataracts. She's wondering if it's because she didn't used to wear sunglasses when she went out, you know, in the sun a lot.
Right.
And she's traveled extensively to Egypt, Israel, you know, all around the world. But she said she remembers that she didn't wear sunglasses, and maybe that gave her cataracts.
Yes. Well, cataracts are for two reasons. Free radicals and elevated blood sugar. So what happens is three-quarters of cataracts and cataract surgeries in the left eye if you have an open window in your car. In America, in Britain, it's the opposite eye. It's the right eye.
Yeah, but that's not a free radical. Is it?
No, the ultraviolet light.
Open?
The yes, it does. Ultraviolet light, ultraviolet A will tan you, B will burn
well,
you.
Well, that's what her question was. Would it be because she didn't
yes,
wear sunglasses?
Yes, absolutely. And that the other reason is elevated blood sugar. If she's a borderline diabetic or has little peaks of blood sugar, that's why you want to have a low glycemic diet, and you want to have her nutraceuticals. For example, our glycemics actually has a component that blocks carbohydrate surge, because when sugar shoots up, it can attach to body proteins, including the proteins in your eye, and can cause the stroma of your eye to form cataracts.
In her case, though, it must have been the not wearing sunglasses. So you should always wear sunglasses when you're out in the sun?
I wouldn't assume that's that alone. Whenever I see somebody with cataracts, literally 98% of them also are pre-diabetic or diabetic.
Oh, really?
So the first thing is not necessarily elevated blood sugar. They may just get a little peak here and there. It's elevated blood insulin, and if they have elevated blood insulin, they have elevated free radicals. They have fatty liver, they've got insulin resistance in their skeletal muscle, and their fasting and two-hour insulin level is maybe 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 times normal. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have elevated free radicals in their blood, and they're going to have elevated spikes of blood sugar, and the sugar combined with the sunlight or anything else that causes free radicals, right?
Yeah. Oh, I see. Anything that causes free radicals.
For example, cell phones. Okay. The eye decides to use the cell phone, your cell phone dominant, it's going to get cataracts quicker and retinitis.
Because it makes
free radicals. Yeah, the cell phone.
What are free radicals?
Singlet oxygen, which is 100 million degrees. Hydroxyhydroperoxy, which is hydroxyl, like, you know, alkali.
Where's it come from?
It's generated by shattering water.
Oh, wow.
You're right. And the third radical is called nitroperoxy, which is basically nitrogen and two oxygens and hydrogen. So those three free radicals we have get rid of with nitroperoxy, get rid of gamma E plus, which you have to protect your artery walls and so on. Hydroperoxy, which is like around your joints and your lungs membranes, especially, but they're all through your body, including your eyes. And singlet oxygen and the fat soluble thiamine stimulates an enzyme called transketolase to get rid of singlet oxygen. So our fat soluble thiamine will reverse and protect the eyes from sun damage and free radicals from cell phones, Wi-Fi networks, and so on.
Which one are you talking about? Ultrathiamine B1?
Yeah, all three. I tell people they should all take all three.
So what products is that?
Ultrathiamine B1, cell detox glutathione, and gamma E+.
And gamma E.
Right.
You know, what about glycemic for the insulin?
For the first things you want to do is lower insulin. And you want to take leptin metabolic, glycemic drink, dibetaline, berberstatin, biotin plus.
And if you're on a budget?
If you're on a budget, you may not get better, okay?
No, if you're on a budget.
If you're on a budget, you may not get better because it's one of the most difficult things to treat. The very most essential ones are dibetaline, leptin metabolic, and biotin plus. And then if you add the other things, you want to have Nutritrala, which gets rid of free radical singlet oxygen, Nutritrala, long-acting alpha-lipoic acid, and to reverse the cataracts and reverse the glycation, carnosine D-link. Carnosine will actually D-link the sugar from your proteins in your body, including your eye.
And what's in the glycemic? That's good. You didn't mention
it. Has a special component we call MC that actually blocks carbohydrate absorption. So you take a small glass of it before a meal, it'll block the carbos. It's very similar in action to alternative drugs doctors give called E-carbos, but it's better.
What else is in it? There's more stuff than that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's got all kinds of stuff to lower insulin resistance and diabetics and so on. See, the primary thing in diabetics is your insulin resistance starts 95% is in your muscles. Mm-hmm. And then the muscles, basically, you start to get problems a year before you get elevated blood sugar. You've got muscle resistance to insulin.
Are you interested in something fun from Kevin from Alaska that he sent me this week, Bill?
Sure.
I'm not going to read all of it, just a couple of the good jokes that are in here. Okay, real quick, okay?
Uh-huh.
Where can men over the age of 60 find younger, sexy women who are interested in them? Try a bookstore under fiction. The other one, what
did you see that guy the other night from the Netherlands? He didn't like to be 69, so he's actually filing legally through the courts to change his age to 49. He said, 49, I buy a new car, I get a girlfriend, I have a baby.
That's just insane.
I thought, this guy is in dreamland. He's actually going to legally change his age so he can
start... No, he's in the Netherlands. That is dreamland.
It is the Netherlands, right?
That's
a good term for it, isn't it? The Netherlands.
Netherlands, yeah. What can a man do while his wife is going through menopause? Keep busy. If you're handy with tools, you can finish the basement. And when you're done, you'll have a place to live.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Okay, in with the question.
It's Alaskan sense of humor. You have to have a sense of humor with how long the winter is. Right?
Either you get
a sense of humor or you become an alcoholic or a drug addict.
Yeah. Susan Bill from Wisconsin. Dear Dr. Bill, what are the chances one would test positive on a urine drug test from Prime My Body CBD oil?
Never.
No?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No Delta Nay. I remember I'm a toxicologist certified by the DOD, the Olympics, etc. You cannot test positive for hemp. Yeah. And then, by the way, our hemp oil is superior to everybody else's. There's no comparison. The only nanotech liposomal hemp in the world. It gets in your body in 7 seconds, either topically on your skin to stop pain and fat, or under your tongue to calm you down and actually even lower insulin resistance to fight cancer.
And to find that you have to go under products and then go down to P for Prime.
Prime My Body, yeah. And you can either buy the product or you can log into the downline. If you log in, you're going to get downline that we're going to send you, and you're eventually going to get free product because you're going to be making money.
Gloria, in an email. My name is Gloria, and I won't give her last name. I am writing to you because my daughter, Carla, from Florida, recommended you, and I am writing on behalf of my friend, Valerie, who is ill. Val was diagnosed with uterine cancer about 18 months ago, and they did a hysterectomy, and it was stage 1A. all seemed fine, and we thought they got all the cancer out, and a recent CT scan showed new cancer growth on her liver and intestinal lining. She's now stage 4. She has been offered chemo treatments but has refused, as they are the same treatments that they have used for the last 50 years. No advancement has apparently been made for uterine cancer. She is using cannabis oil and is looking for help with alternative options. Is there something that can help? You can help her with? She is my dearest friend.
Yes. Well, the first thing is, number one, you need our nutriments. You take at least 3 to 4 capsules each of malignant block and the ellagic acid that will fight the cancer DNA.
Yeah, even in stage 4.
Then you want to take Inflamax to strip off the fibronectin capsule of the tumor so that your immune macrophages can find and kill it.
Yeah.
Then you want to take oncomycin, which helps your immune cells find the cancer and kill it. Micro-D2, at least 4 to 6 capsules 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take Power C Plus, equivalent of 90 grams a day, which means you've got to make a smoothie with like 15 or 20 capsules 3 times a day. Okay? You want to be taking Cell Defense Plus, which is the only nutraceutical in the world with the highest absorption of curcumin, even better than supplements from India, that helps to fight cancer and gets rid of cancer mother cells or stem cells. So there's a few other things in the protocol. The next thing you do is we get you an insulin potentiation chemotherapy doc. They do the test in Greece called the RGCC test. They start you with a little insulin drip, and when they give you these agents, which are not regular chemo, it actually is targeted because they know the tumor sensitive, and it won't make you sick or hair fall out or make your bone marrow crash. But they give you a thing called a GCMAF, and when you contact me, I can get it. It's called granulocyte macrophage activation factor. The people at the RGCC will also make a thing called a dendritic vaccine. Dendritic vaccine causes a lot of inflammation, so we have to tamp down the inflammation, detox you from heavy metals, and get you all settled, because if we give you the dendritic vaccine before we kind of buffer you, everything's going to go on fire.
Did you get this email? Because I'll make sure you did.
Yeah, I don't think I've got that one.
No. Okay.
Anyway,
I'll
so
sure you
if you do that, I recommend hyperbaric oxygen therapy.
No, I want
and our ozone drink called our No Water, and you sip on it all day long, and you, mm-hmm. when you make your body alkaline with high dose Power C,
yes.
and the ozone and so on,
yes.
the cancer goes, and it dies.
That's great.
It's like in the malt shop, you send the kids home.
The United States.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
From Stoke-on-Trent, I remember that. From he's been around for years in the UK.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the funny names they have. Hi, Michelle. How do I order this excellent product, QRS pads, for quantum resonance? Thanks and God bless.
Real simple procedure. Number one, you just simply drop an email to contact us with NutriMedical and say who you are, what you want. You go down to the Shop by Products section. It says Shop by, and then you go down to QRS pads. And you register there. That we know then that you want to get a pad. When you contact me, I need to get your phone number or Skype or whatever. And I specifically hand it over to my colleague, Dr. Truat, and he will call you and get everything arranged. So I don't pass his email or any of that stuff, but I'll give your phone number to him. He'll make sure that you've got the appropriate thing for your condition, and then we'll get the machine out to you. It's amazing. We do ship there. It was done by Dr. Fisher, who's done more research on electromagnetic frequency induction of cellular redox potential than anybody else in the world. And in fact, he was over there, I think, in August. for 10-day conference, and they had a translator translating in German all the latest research from Dr. Fisher over there, one of the top quantum physicists in the world on this.
Gary from Chilliwack, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, Dr. Bill. My sister-in-law would like to know what your recommendation would be for her condition. She was informed by her GP after a blood test that she is low in B12. She has polycystic kidney disease for over 10 years, currently taking high blood pressure medication and a diuretic daily.
Well, those are two separate problems. The B12 level is easy. Take Power Muscle B12 under your tongue, but also take superfolate. Take at least one Power Muscle B12 under your tongue and one superfolate a day.
Okay.
You can also take a lower dose, which is called BioLVR, activated B6, which is necessary for methylation. B12 and folate is a lower dosage. BioLVR. But you should take a Power Muscle B12 under your tongue at least one a day, and the superfolate at least one a day. And then you want to retest in about 60 days, see how you're doing.
And what about polycystic kidney disease?
Totally separate disease. Polycystic disease is a metabolic disorder of the kidneys that causes cystic changes to the kidney. And I usually think that there's a stealth pathogen triggering off the epigenetic changes there. So that requires a proper consult to do advanced testing for toxicology, stealth pathogens, and genetic abnormalities. And I do the genetic tests as well through the advanced labs like Pathway Genomics and 23andMe and Prometheus analysis of your DNA.
Okay.
So I do the analysis of the organic metabolites. I do a quantum scan for the pathogens, which requires a biophilia scan or metaphasia scan, and then we start searching in the urine for cultures to see if you have weird organisms going. There can be weird organisms that are hard to culture, like ureaplasm, urealyticum, and other stealth pathogens, and they can trigger off kidney changes. My thing, this is probably an interaction between genetics and stealth pathogens.
Okay, next bill is Caroline from, where is that? Santa Clara, California.
Right.
This is long, this whole page. I know you want me to do that.
No, you don't have time left for that.
How much do I have?
I think you got 6 minutes, but you don't want to use the last 6 minutes all in one letter. Especially when it's going to be, it'll ramble a bit.
Okay.
So you want to get down to the current.
She's in her 50s and under constant stress because her husband became unemployed, right, and had a very well-paying job. Okay, so she's working two jobs. She is a flight attendant. It's one of her jobs.
Right.
Right, and then she's selling cosmetics and stuff
right
on the side, right? But anyways, the long hours that are killing her, and she says she's been so busy she can't keep up with money because her money isn't making it.
Right.
So she's extremely stressed, and then she puts down that her hair is falling out. And what can I do to stop it? And I have trouble with my arms falling asleep at the nighttime, and I'm also getting a lot of cramps.
Well, cramps are usually magnesium. So you take usually take what's called Spjelke's magnesium potassium taurate.
Okay.
It's called pins and needles. And you take two at least twice a day. And you can also take the magnesium glycinate, which is the most tolerated magnesium for your cramps.
Okay.
What about the
arms falling asleep?
That's thoracic outlet syndrome. So we have to make sure she's not turning diabetic or having other problems where she's getting increased inflammation, so she's getting interfascial entrapments of her nerves.
Yeah.
So I need a consult on that. But I can then sort it out. She may need a nerve mapping, a delta and sensory nerve mapping to find out where the nerves are trapping. Also markers in her blood of inflammatory markers, because if they're elevated, then she's going to get adhesions that are going to trap her sensory and motor nerves, and she's going to get problems there.
And then the hair falling.
Almost always hormones. Most commonly hypothyroid. It can also be menopausal and growth hormone or somatopause. Mm-hmm. I want to measure tests on that. You can do a quantum scan first and then narrow down the testing. Well, we want blood tests, unless the test gets through directly to her. She should have a consult. 2 units, time units initially.
Okay, I'll charge her
more after that if it takes more time. I'm not an extreme timekeeper, but I need to have a time, and I'm going to do a video of the consultation, including the 11-page history form, all her lab work that comes back, lab work from her doctor, and then we'll go back and the test gets, I send her, and we go to special labs like Meridian Valley Labs or whatever.
You know, just flying, isn't that a different...
Radiation.
Yeah, that's...
Especially at night, you know, at night you're exposed to a lot of radiation at night.
Yeah.
Because the ionosphere drops at night, so you're exposed to a lot more cosmic and background space X-ray radiation. Flying at night is much more radiation.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She also wants you to know that she's a coffee and a carb addicted.
Yeah, she's probably pre-diabetic or diabetic. We'll get her on leptin metabolic, which will reset her appetite at 1 in the morning, and we give her a glycemic drink, to normalize their sugar so it's not surging, because the insulin is a cue ball that hits the opioids in the brain, and that is what causes the addiction. It's not sugar directly. It's sugar causing the release of opiate molecules in the brain. They're hundreds of thousands of times stronger than regular morphine. Mm-hmm. Your brain, dynorphin and beta, basically these morphine-like molecules are caused by insulin hitting it. So any food that makes your insulin surge, like sugar or aspartame or Splenda, will cause these morphine-like molecules to addict your behavior. So a lot of people are addicted to diet drinks, like Diet Zero Cola. Mm-hmm. They're actually driving up their insulin. Insulin's the bad guy.
Oh, yes.
Because it causes the addictive behavior. It stimulates the addictive release of opioids in the brain and dopamine to make you kind of do the same behavior over and over again.
Marvin from Colorado, real quickly here. He has a friend who has metastasized prostate cancer, but it's spread up to his spine. He's overweight and diabetic. And
he needs a consult.
Oh, he has said in here, do you think that the sonic machine would be good for him for his overweight and his diabetes?
Yeah, he needs two things. He needs to be on a consult with me to get a low glycemic diet, get his diabetes under control, and a combination of our nutraceuticals and IPD cancer therapy. And for weight loss, the best is a sonic machine and infrared sauna, along with things like glycemics. To lower, you want to block the sugar, because sugar is bad. It stimulates insulin. And insulin stimulates glucagon, which makes your liver convert protein into sugar, and raises your cortisol, which counteracts insulin. So the problem is you have to get all three hormones into balance, you have to stop stimulating production of fatty acids, which causes you to get fat, and you have to raise your metabolic rate, because everybody that's obese and so on has got type 2 hypothyroidism. The ratio between free T3 and free reverse T3, say 1 in 10, it should not be 1 in 10, it should be like 1 in 4. So you should have a lot more free T3 versus reverse T3. And if you got, let's say, reverse T3 of 25, and your T3 is only 2.5, your metabolism has dropped, so your core temperature will be low. It'll be below 98.6. If we give you the Nutridyne, like the No Water and the Mitothyroid and the other things, it'll raise your core temperature up, and before you know it, your normal temperature, because your ratio of free T3 to free reverse T3 will come back to 1 in 4. Okay.
Next is Hector in an email about cholera. He said something about a trip to Haiti. And what did you say? He said you said something on the air about if you were traveling. We touched that a couple of weeks ago, maybe a couple of months ago, about when you travel to a place like Haiti. What do you take?
Take Nutridyne, Allicin Med, Nutrisilver, Nutrimine 26Y, and for viruses, take
Nutrigen. What's cholera? Cholera?
Cholera is a bacteria. It'll give you diarrhea. And also take probiotics, too, like Living Probiotic and Living Probiotic Ultra, because if you don't replace the normal probiotic bacteria, you're going to have inflammatory colitis.
Janet from Texas, chronic fatigue syndrome.
It's basically a mitochondriopathy caused by stealth pathogens and elevated inflammatory cytokines. Mm-hmm. So that requires a consult. You need to do testing. You need to get rid of the pathogens, get rid of the toxins, get rid of the heavy metals like we've got a purchase from cadmium in your teeth or mercury. I need to resurrect your mitochondria so they work. I need to resurrect your thyroid function.
She wants to know if she has hypoglycemia because of the chronic fatigue.
It can, but it means that she's getting
early signs.
She's going to have instability of her blood sugar control. It's not pre-diabetes. It's like the opposite. Hypoglycemia is present sometimes decades before you turn frankly diabetic.
Yes.
You often have hypothyroidism. Serious adrenal problems, like adrenal glands not working properly, we can test that too.
I'll give you the email.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. It's been wonderful. Another Friday.
Yeah. And see how complex
it is. We'll see you next Thursday. First hour.
It may be complex, but I have tests and kits.
Okay.
And technology.
God bless you. We love you over here at NutriMedical. Don't forget to go to NutriMedical.com and order today to support Dr. Bill.
And send emails to Mishi to get your questions. Send emails to contact us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.